This is TWiT.
Shall we begin with the Surface Hub 2S?
Yes.
Is that like Windows
S? I just got back from the launch.
Oh, you were there.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a weird little event, I have to say. we went to Steelcase in Columbus Circle for this. There were like 30 people total in the audience from the press.
Nice.
Panos was there doing his thing. But the first like 20, 25 minutes of this thing, which was not live streamed at all, by the way, was all about office furniture. I'm not making this up. It was like the Steelcase people talking about office furniture.
This was that Steelcase event. That's right.
Right. Well, so we were all just kind of sitting there like,
why are we here?
They're talking about like privacy screens you can put up in your office and like folding desks. And I was like, wow, huh.
I'm so glad I didn't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and come to this.
But then Panos took the stage and got pumped. He was actually, Paul was like, he looks kind of subdued. He was a little more subdued than usual, but still, you know, he revved up as he got into talking about the flow and people's creative process and blah, 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 his favorite topics. But they did show the 2S.
Did the subject of basketballs come up at all?
But no basketball stories or any other kinds of stories like that. So that was good. We saw a concept video that they like to do, you know, showing how all the component pieces pull out of the Surface Hub 2 and then how they all flow back in. So we could see that. But then there were some Surface Hub 2 devices, 2S devices there that we get to try out. And they talked about a few things I hadn't talked about before. One is availability. So the 2S, which is the version that runs the current Surface Hub 1 software and new hardware, will start shipping to U.S. customers in June. They didn't give us an exact date in June, but June. The pricing is $9,000 to start for the 50-inch
model. How does that compare to the entry-level Surface Hub 1 pricing? Do you remember?
So, yes, I do. In fact, I looked it up.
It's higher, isn't it?
Yeah. It's higher. 55-inch Surface Hub 1 was $7,000.
Okay.
Yep. So the new one starts at 9, goes up to about 12, depending on which accessories and software options that you add. And also what kind of stands you have. That's why Steelcase was there. They have these rolling, I don't know what you would call them, like carts like, almost that
like,
you can put the Surface
Hub 2.
They almost
look like tripods, right? They kind of.
Yeah. Yep. And they even showed. They showed a battery for the Surface Hub 2, which we had not heard existed before. That's another option. So there's a battery that can sit inside of that cart on the bottom, and you can disconnect the Surface Hub 2S from a power supply for about 2 hours and have it run on battery, which is kind of interesting because sometimes you're in a meeting and there might not be a plug, right? Like you're in the hallway because there's no conference room available or something.
Go outside. It's nice out.
Go outside. Yeah, that'd be great. So it runs between $9,000 and $12,000, depending on what kind of accessories you put with the device. Otherwise, it was what we expected for the most part. You cannot really use this in portrait mode. It's basically landscape mode only.
Yes, because it's based on the original software, right, of course.
Right, and there's actually a physical like pin almost that's inside of the cartridge that's going to come with it to prevent you from turning it.
So the cartridge for the X version will allow it to rotate.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Dynamically rotate. But if you wanted to, you could pull the cartridge out and set it up in portrait mode and then put the cartridge back in. So there's a way to do it that's not very smooth, but you can do it. It's physically possible to do it. You can't tile them together yet in a row, like daisy chain them. That's another 2X
feature. Again,
so there's
the old software.
Yeah, because of the new software. So there's 2S, which is the one coming out now, 2X coming out in 2020 at some point. And then there was a new 85-inch version of the Surface 2S. I wasn't that surprised by that because if you remember, Surface Hub 1 had an 84-inch version. That, the
which is
though, that
about
85.
What? $20,000, I think, for the, is that the right price?
It was
I know they didn't say for the new version.
Yep.
I mean, for the original one.
Yep, original one was 20,000. They didn't give a price for the new one. They also said the new one won't even go to testers until 2020. The 85-inch.
By the way, do you think that has any impact on the 2X timeframe? Because the way this was presented, right, last September, I think it was, you know, I think most people expected to see 2X fairly quickly after 2S, but that to me says 18 months from now.
Yep.
Something like that.
I asked. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they said, yeah, we said 2020. I said, yeah, but is it still 2020?
December 2020 is still 2020. And by the way, they'll probably ship it in preview too. That's the other thing,
exactly.
Right?
I would not be surprised to see 2X go further back. I don't know if it'll go so far as to 2021, but it'll definitely be later in the year, I bet.
Yeah, I bet it does. For broad availability.
Yep. So I got to try it. I got to draw on it. I wrote on it, did some adjustments with text. It's a very smooth experience writing on this thing. Really nice.
Does it use the giant magic marker style pen?
Use the giant magic marker. And they have this feature they hadn't told us before about called the magic wand, which lets you take a photo and turn it into a line drawing and then have it saved in the cloud somewhere. And so that you're going to be able to save all these kinds of attachments, drawings, anything you want on the Surface Hub device and be able to search it at some point, which will be really great. Trying to think what else they showed us. Yeah, so they didn't, at the event itself, they never mentioned the 2X, which was interesting. Like they never even brought it up. They only talked about the 2S. They talked about how they're going to take the compute engine out of the 2S and make it a display only for purchase. So a display with no compute. It's going to look like the 50-inch.
That's still going to be expensive. They didn't say, but I can't imagine that the compute module is worth, what, $2,000 maybe?
I know, right.
I mean, we're still talking about $7,000, $8,000.
Yeah. I know. That's my guess, too. And so it's not meant to be just like a regular display you'd put on your desk. It's more if you want to use it as a collaboration device, but you don't need the compute, like kind of alongside your Surface Book or your Surface Hub or whatever, just have another monitor. You can use the same cameras that are with the Surface Hub 2S. You can use the same pens.
Did they talk about their cameras at all?
They showed the cameras and the cameras were there, but they didn't bring them up and talk about them other than to say they're 4K cameras.
Okay. And they were kind of stuck into the top of the monitor or whatever.
But you can take them off.
And I think they're just USB. Yeah. You can move them around.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But they didn't call them out or talk about them as a separate peripheral, which obviously they are, right? So they're going to have the Surface display. And then they have this very interesting option of allowing customers who want to do this, take the operating system off. So the current operating system is this thing called Windows 10 Teams that's customized for the Surface Hub 1 and now for the 2S. You're going to be able to take that off and load plain old Windows 10 Pro or Enterprise on your Surface Hub 2S if you want to. Who is this for? It's for people who can't use UWP apps and who need a custom Win32 app running on their Surface Hub. So they're going to let you do that. I don't know what they're going to charge, if anything, to do that. It seems almost like a separate configuration. I don't know if it'll be available to everyone or how they'll price that.
So that's a Windows 10 PC at that point. It's not a collaboration solution. Okay.
Right. It's like a big screen, multi-touch Windows 10 PC that doesn't have all the built-in, you know, one-touch meeting and all those kinds of things as part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But they said some customers want that, so they're going to make that available too. Again, no word on how, when, what pricing. It's just another configuration of Surface Hub 2S, basically.
You know, for people who probably don't remember this, they announced Surface Hub 2 at Build last year. And at that time, it was a new system. It was the rotating screen. There was only one size screen. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what they were probably very vague on the timing. I think what they said at the time was, you'll learn more about this in September, that kind of thing. And when September came, they said, you know, actually, we're going to have two different versions. And one's going to run the existing software because our customers told us they wanted that. And then we're going to have this 2X version that will be the real thing that we were talking about back in April. And that will come later. But, you know, it's funny, like as this thing keeps getting pushed back, you know, the real Surface Hub 2, if you will, it almost reminds me a little bit of HoloLens, you know, in that there's this dream of what it can become. And then the reality of what they ship is, you know, first is not necessarily the greatest thing in the world. It's not the promise, but it seems like they're going to get it there. Like HoloLens 2, I think they finally have risen to the level of certainly my expectations for this product. I mean, with regards to the field of view and so forth, and the natural interactions you can have. And so I don't know if it's a big deal that it's delayed too much. I think the issue I have, though, is just the way the messaging was handled, because, you know, when they first announced this, there was no, there were no other things, and they tried to massage it a bit in September, like this was all according to plan, but I think they're kind of scrambling a little bit to, you know, deal with the reality.
Yeah. You know, remember when they first announced, Surface Hub 2, they showed it like as a single thing with multiple, portrait mode devices, daisy chained together. Yeah. We only found out that that wasn't going to be possible until the 2X last fall. Like, we didn't know that they had pushed that series
and
of features
like
back.
It seemed like those three displays were sort of their replacement for the 84-inch version or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That if you want if you want the big one, you get three of the small ones now instead of buying them separately because, you know, obviously the additional functionality you get there with being able to rotate them and so forth is so cool.
Yep. But now today they say there is going to be an 85-inch single pane also.
I bet they don't do that for the 2X though because, well, I guess they still would, but obviously you're not going to rotate that thing. They absolutely could.
You would never rotate that. Rotating 85-inch device. Yeah. Like, how would you even do it? No, you can't rotate that
one. It would be floor to ceiling, you know?
It would. Yeah, and then we spent like the rest of the event trying to talk Panos into giving us review units that we would take home on the subway, but we didn't get him to buy in on that.
No luck.
The last thing he said to me was, "I'll send you one," and I'm like, "All right, I'm holding you to that."
What are you going to do with it?
I know. Where am I going to put it?
You don't even have a TV, but you're going to have. Oh, I have a Surface Hub 2
behind her. It'll be like a thin sliver of the screen.
Actually, it'd be great for the show. You could do. We'll start doing chalk talks.
Exactly. Very little like line architectural diagrams while we're talking.
Yeah. That would be really fun.
Yeah. So here comes finally the Surface Hub 2. Yay. June. Let's see how it goes.
So was your theory that Steelcase hosted this because they make the base the truth? Is that the real reason? Or just because they wanted to show off some office furniture?
No, it's because Microsoft partnered with Steelcase to make the mounts and the bases and all. And so, you know, they basically got a free place to host an event in New York at Steelcase.
There you go. Yeah.
It'd be like you go to an Amazon event and they talk about groceries from Whole Foods for a little while. And you're like, seriously, this is not why I'm here.
I would like to get one of these. I wonder how they did they. I think there's got to be a market. On the news channels, they all use these live boards. There has to be a market.
The first ones they had were Microsoft, you know, Pixel Sense technology, if I remember correctly, CNN and so forth.
I'm sure they didn't talk about this, but I wonder how it shows up under television lights, how it looks, if it gets washed out or not.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
That's the big issue on these. They got to be so bright because they have to overcome the lights.
Yeah. Also, inside. Inside, there's an Intel 8th generation Core i5.
Nice.
Seems to be a custom version, though they would not talk about anything about it at all. They're just like, it's 8th generation Core i5. That's all we're going to say.
Is there a GPU or does it use Intel?
It uses built-in graphics, not separate graphics.
It's HD probably, right? What's the resolution?
Oh, no. I think it's...
Is it more than that?
4K, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it might even be more than 4K. It's not HD. It's bigger.
Well, that's impressive that you can drive all that with the onboard graphics. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just like 84 or 85-inch display. The pixels would be the size of pennies, you know, if it was HD.
Yeah. Yeah, it had one USB-A. Type A, right? And Yep. A couple C, no Thunderbolt.
Sure. Why would anyone need Thunderbolt?
HDMI video, a mini display port. So it has like a lot of the things you would expect, but yeah.
Not everything I'd expect, but
not
yeah.
Not everything okay. You'd expect.
Sure. It is Microsoft.
It really is a pretty device and very thin. It would be cool to have one for sure. You know, it's funny though, they show like it's basically an enterprise device, but in a lot of their pictures, they show it in like things that look like people's kitchens. And I'm like, wow, would anybody ever buy this for a home? I guess you could, you know. It'd be nice to have one.
For your hanging around. What is the application for your home?
I know. I guess if you were working at home and you needed to be part of meetings.
Yeah, that's right. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How much?
I got to work from home, Leo. It's, you know,
I'm working from home investment.
$9,000.
Base price, $9,000. Yeah.
Is it compatible with Netflix?